ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today is the Tithi, the what we call the lunar day, lunar cum solar day, which is the anniversary of the disappearance of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, whose picture of whose divine form you can see here on the altar and also here. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada stated that in all the temples of ISKCON there should be the paintings of the previous acharyas up to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So, photographic reproductions of paintings. Srila Prabhupada is here, and then the previous acharyas up to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj are here. We see Srila Prabhupada's guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Jagannath Das Babaji. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they were both very sophisticated, very learned preachers who wrote books and initiated many disciples. But you know, Thakur, not so many. And Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj were a different mode of life. The Babaji's mode of life was very different. Their life is so different to ours that we may wonder what connection we have or what can we learn from them. Why are they seen as acharyas? Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur are clearly acharyas inasmuch as they preached, Well, the definition of acharya, achinoti yashastrani achare sthapyatyapi swayam acharate yasmad acharyas tena kirtitaha. An acharya is one who acts according to shastra, establishes the way he acts and others should act according to shastra, and shastra-based, both in instruction and in personal behavior. Such a person is called an acharya. Now, Jagannath Das Babaji and Gaurakishore Das Babaji, they also followed the essence of shastra, but they were in the class Paramahamsa Avadhut, which means that for them it was not necessary to follow all the rules of shastra very closely. And actually for Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wasn't necessary, but they did so for the sake of teaching others. But we are not encouraged to live as Gaurakishore or Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj did, and we couldn't anyway, even if we tried. They followed the ideal of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Nidrahara Vihara Kadi Vijito. They practically didn't sleep, didn't eat. We can't do that. Tyaktva turnamashesha mandalipati shrining sada tuchavat. the six Goswamis, they were all from very aristocratic backgrounds, but they gave it all up as being insignificant. Jagannath Das Babaji and Gaur Kishore, they weren't from very aristocratic backgrounds in worldly sense. It makes no difference to their spiritual status what background they came from. But they certainly exhibited the ideal of seeing this world as everything in this world as insignificant. They were removed from this world. Now again, certainly Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our own Srila Prabhupada were quite aware that this world is, everything in this world is quite insignificant. But at the same time, they interacted with it for the sake of bringing Krishna consciousness to the people of this world who are deluded by thinking that this world is very significant. So it's a different mode of life that they lived. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj is... we won't find so much information about him because the Babajis, they don't present themselves to the public as the preaching acharyas do. They just... I can give myself as an example right now as a very insignificant servant of the previous acharyas. I'm sitting on a seat here, higher than all of you, putting myself as the center of attention in this room, although by my speaking it should be that Krishna becomes the object of our attention and the... Specifically, I'm talking today about Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So it shouldn't be that I'm talking, well, I'm so great, I'm so wonderful, and yes, me, 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 and me, and me, and I'm so, aham mameti. I and me. So, but I am sitting on a seat here, and this is being broadcast via the internet, maybe, if there's a signal. It's being recorded, so I'm accepting to put myself in the limelight, as the saying goes. Whereas the Babajis, they avoid all this. They want nothing to do with the world and they don't care. Let the world go on the, whatever way it goes on. Now the big issue in Hyderabad, Telangana issue. The Babajis, they don't care about all this. And actually no devotees. Then the broader issue is the general elections coming up. But this kind of thing, the Babajis, they're completely aloof from. They have nothing to do with this. They are jivan mukta. They're living in this world, but they have no connection with it. Yaha yasya harer dasya karmanam anasagira nikilasya pyavasthasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. One who, while living in this world, performs haridasya, service to Krishna, is completely absorbed in that by mind, body, words. He's not really living in this world at all. So the Babajis, they set the ideal of that. Now, the preaching acharyas also do, but that's not so obvious to everyone. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that my guru, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, gave me three orders. One was never to go to Calcutta. He was saying this sitting in Calcutta. Another was to not to associate with worldly people. And another was not to make disciples. So he was saying this, speaking to his disciples. So he said, I followed this because I never go to Calcutta. I am in the Gauriamat, which is the spiritual world. I don't associate with materialistic people because association means to take something from others, but I don't take anything from them. And I don't make disciples. I consider those who consider themselves my disciples, I consider that they're all my gurus. So it's a different mode of a complete withdrawal from this world. To some extent they may preach. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, we know at least with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he went to some different places. There was that Prapanashram, they went together. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had established some preaching centers in Bengal. And Jagannath Das Babaji at Amalajora, one place in Bengal, they went once and they performed Ekadashi all night chanting. So, like that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur would give the most of the philosophical preaching. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he lived for, who knows, some people say 120 years, some people say 150 years. He lived for some time from Bengal, he lived some time in Vrindavan, and then he came to Bengal, Navadvip. He's especially known for, by his pranam mantra, we know, Goravi bhava bhumes tvam nirdeshta sanjana priyaha vaishnava sarva bhoma sri jagannathaya te namaha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, practically he discovered the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which had been lost in course of time and lost due to the moving river Ganga. Of course, the rivers move, but the course of the Ganga had changed due to various floods. And after the flood water goes down, we'll find the Ganga's in a different course. Especially with the soft land in Bengal, but everywhere in Kanpur. Kanpur used to be on the Ganga, and now Kanpur's about 2 kilometers. There was some effort at some point to dig the Ganga and bring Ganga back to Kanpur. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, practically he discovered, but what was accepted as the proof that this place, which Mayapur, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur had ascertained to be the actual birth site of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, brought Jagannath Das Babaji to ascertain this. If he says it is, it is. If he says it's not, it's not. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was willing to accept whatever Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj said. This Jagannath Das at this time was so old, he was carried around in a basket by his servant, Bihari Das, who was very strong. He used to carry him everywhere. And Jagannath Das, his eyes, he was so old that his eyelids were drooping over his eyes. So if he wanted to see, he'd have to physically open his eyes. So he couldn't walk, and he was just carried here and there. But in Kirtan, he would jump and dance. Otherwise, he couldn't walk normally. So when he came to the place of Mayapur, then his servant put him down and he leaped out and declared that this is the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So that was accepted. He was accepted. Vaishnava Sarvabhoma, he was the emperor of all the he was considered authoritative. What he said, that was accepted. He also gave this form of chanting the names of the Panchatattva: Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. So that was given. And there are various anecdotes. There are some more about Gaurakishore Das Babaji, because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took the trouble to relate those anecdotes in a series of articles, Amar Prabhur Katha. So, if we can consider the lies, we like to hear the stories. There are various stories which we can hear, how there are many such, well, not so many as I just said, but I can tell some more how Jagannath Das, once a man gave him a rupee, which in those days a rupee was considerable sum of money. So he gave him a rupee and he took it in his basket and walked off with Bihari. And after some distance, he told Bihari, go back. He came back, he went back to that man and gave it back to him. He said, you have a lack of rupees. I don't know how you can tolerate. I carried it for 1 mile and it was like a snake biting me. I don't know how you, I just 1 rupee, and how can you tolerate having a lack of rupees? So that's a completely different outlook. Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyang jagarti sangyami. Tasyang jagrati bhutani sanisha pashyato munehe. Different outlook. What is night for the ordinary people, that is day for the sadhus. And what is night for the sadhus is day for the ordinary people. In other words, completely different outlook. What the materialist thinks is most desirable, to have lots of money, the spiritualist, he thinks no, he doesn't like it at all. But in that sense, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is quite different. He accepted money, but he used it all for the service of Krishna. So we can relate many anecdotes, but we are not recommended to try to live like that. If someone came to me and said, now I want to live like Jagannath Das Babaji, I would tell him, please don't try. You're not fit for that. And even if you are fit for living like that, even if you can to some extent live like that, then still you should, at least for some time, you should engage in the preaching mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was inaugurated in the modern age by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, much expanded by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and even much further expanded by Srila Prabhupada, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So we should preach. Srila Prabhupada once said that we don't want the Babaji class. Does that mean that we don't want Jagannath Das? We don't want Gaurakishore? We want, but we don't want this imitative Babaji who's in the name of bhajan. There's a lot of sleeping going on. And maybe not just sleeping, maybe there's some illicit activities going on also. Because an idle mind is a devil's workshop. So keep active in preaching. So what is the significance of these Babaji's to us? We should understand their importance. Is it just that we have to hear some stories about them that are not relevant to us, and we'll be entertained by hearing such stories? We should understand their actual importance. Parampara jano bhalo mate. We should understand well what is parampara, who are the members of the parampara, what is their significance. These are all our worshipable acharyas. Please put your cell phone and your camera and all these things away now and try and listen. I know it's a very difficult thing to do, to go on listening without any jokes in between. But if you can do so, you will be benefited. Parampara jano bhava mate. We have to understand what is the principle of parampara. Who are the acharyas in this parampara? To properly understand Srila Prabhupada, we should understand the parampara previous to him. We should understand who is his guru, who is his guru, and who are they, what are their contributions, how have they lived. Stita prakyasya ka bhasha samadhi sthasya keshava. Stita dhi kim prabhasheta. Kim asita prajeta kim. How does a self-realized person walk, talk, move here and there? What does he say? What does he do? It's going to be somewhat different in every case. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan atmanyev atmana tushta stita pragyasta dochate. The self-realized person, the basic characteristic of them is that they've given up all desires and all endeavors for sense gratification and they're situated in the self. So that's true of impersonalists and of personalists, both. That is the basic principle. But how they live in this world, how they particularly act, we should know. Otherwise, like the so-called Ritvikists, who don't really understand what a Ritvik is anyway, we'll see, instead of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, they just want to say Prabhupada. Prabhupada's everything. He's Sadhu and Shastra, but that's not what Srila Prabhupada, of course, taught. Srila Prabhupada is a bona fide Acharya because he taught making Shastra the basis. And he taught us that this is the basis, not that something like some nonsense, Sai Baba, something like this, whatever nonsense they talk, and people just accept it. So we should understand what is parampara. We can understand better what is Srila Prabhupada's contribution if we understand the Acharya's contributions before him. We cannot understand who we are and what we are supposed to do in parampara unless we understand who are the members of the parampara, what have they come to teach, what is our duty. Of course, we can go on in a simple way in Krishna consciousness, practicing, chanting, hearing, associating with devotees, but especially those who have taken the duty, the sacred duty of preaching Krishna consciousness, representing the previous acharyas. So particularly for them, it is incumbent to understand what is Shastra and who are the acharyas. Preaching, of course, that may be done in various ways, but especially those who have taken very seriously the mission of Srila Prabhupada, which is the mission of the previous acharyas, which is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They should understand very well all these points. Parampara jano bhalo mate. We should try to understand. We can't understand Srila Prabhupada without understanding his guru. We can't understand Bhakti Sanskar Thakur without understanding his guru. We may think, well, how is that? Because Bhakti Sanskar Thakur was so learned and Gaurakishore, he was not learned, but no, we cannot understand. We cannot understand Bhakti Vinod Thakur without understanding Jagannath Das Babaji. We should know all of these personalities. What relevance do they have to us? What relevance does a Baba in Bengal more than 100 years ago have to us who are living in a big city in the modern age? When in those days, probably Jagannath Das, no, not probably, certainly, he hardly saw electric lights. Maybe. No, I think in that time they didn't have. There was gas lights. But there were no lights. In the cities there were gas lights. But there were no electric lights. I mean, even I was traveling in Bangladesh in the 1980s, and most people there had never seen an electric light. There are stories that Russian soldiers, they came to Germany, they saw the electric light bulbs, they brought them back to Russia, and they wondered, oh, in Germany it gave light, here it's not giving light. Because there was no connection to any powerhouse. Russia got industrialized. Anyway, I have to talk about the history of Russia. So, they lived in a very different era altogether. There were the huge cities like this, that was the... industrialized cities. Calcutta was a gift of the British to Bengal. Bengalis are very proud of Calcutta. It was founded by Job Charnock, an enterprising British man who married a Bengali wife, and so on and so on. So what relevance does Jagannath Das Babaji have to our life? Well, there are some teachings are recorded, just like the one rupee teaching. He gave the idea to Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Chaturmasya should be followed by Vaishnavas. It's not just for materialists, as most Gaudiya Vaishnavas thought that at the time. It's meant for Vaishnavas also. So that's one of his teachings. Then there are a few anecdotes like this. And when he was in Vrindavan once, he begged some chapatis from the sweeper class. And all the Vaishnavas there, they were horrified. They said, "How can you're very respectfully," they approached him and said that, "Babaji Maharaj, you're the most respected Vaishnava, but if you take chapatis from the sweepers, the people who are there, the lowest people in society, then that will cause havoc." You see, you can't, you have to beg, but from the houses of reputable people. So Jagannath Das said that, well, here we're living in Vrindavan. We all worship the dust of Vrindavan. And these sweepers, they're covered in the dust of Vrindavan. They're always sweeping in the dust of Vrindavan. They're the best people. Better to beg from them. So, not the sweepers of Secunderabad. But we should. We should not consider them any worse, because in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, Krishna Bhajane Nahi Jat Kul Adi Bichar, in the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's no consideration of high birth, low birth, such things. This was actually brought in much more. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't uphold this principle, but shortly after he passed away, it was just the whole society was like that. It was just the way life went on in India, the caste system. So what relevance they have? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we know, we can understand his relevance by his many books which are still extant, his many songs, Bhakti Sanskar Thakur. We can understand his relevance by his many writings, by the institution that he formed, but it's difficult to trace out what actually is the relevance of Jagannath Das Babaji. What teachings, what can we learn from them? Acharya means we should approach tadvijnanartham saguru mevabhigachet. We should approach the gurus for learning. What can we learn from Jagannath Das Babaji? We can't live like that. We're not recommended to live like that. So what actually do we have to learn? Is it just a formality that his picture is on the wall here? Well, their lives were modeled on that of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan that I already said, Nidrahara Viharaka Divijito. They conquered over the tendency to eat and sleep. Ahara Nidra Bhai Maitun. These are the four basic activities of all living beings in this material world. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So one who is free from these propensities is either dead or liberated. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending in one body stops when the body dies. But in this lifetime, if we overcome that, then we are liberated. So we can overcome that by regulating, taking only Krishna prasadam, sleeping only as much as is needed for gaining refreshment for the body so that we can go on serving Krishna. But practically, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan and the great Babaji's, Jagannath Das Babaji, Gaur Kishore, they practically stopped all eating and sleeping. So, all right, but we can't do that. Can we? We can try, but practically we can't do it. Generally, not all the four propensities, but sleeping during classes is quite common. So even someone may be giving a class that we have to overcome eating, sleeping, maybe, and defending, and look how that everyone is sleeping. And he may also think, well, I'll also go to sleep. If you can't beat them, join them. So we can't overcome these propensities to the extent that they did, but that should be our ideal. We should strive for the ideal. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udara pasto vegam, etan vegam, yo vishaheta dhira, sarvam apimam prithivim sashishat. We all have the urges to talk, to think all kinds of things. On the manoratam, we have the chariot of the mind is wandering here and there. The propensity to be angry, the propensity to eat just for the pleasure of the tongue, the propensity to stuff our bellies with more and more food, the propensity to indulge the genitals. So one who has overcome these propensities is fit to make disciples all over the world, and that was practically demonstrated by Jagannath Das Babaji. And we should strive for that also. We shouldn't... Hare Krishna. Do we have a alternative mic? We just lost the power here. No? Then what to do? Because my voice isn't loud enough to reach back there. Well, we got a practical vacho vegam there, controlling the propensity to speak, but we want to speak about Krishna. So what to do now? We don't have any vikalp prabandh. Is there an alternative? Is that so we should all strive for that. Whatever our level is at, we can't immediately jump to the level of immediately becoming self-controlled, but we can strive for that, and we can pray to the previous acharyas for strength to overcome these low tendencies. We can take the... how to do that, we can see in the life of our Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, how he overcame the tendency to speak. Srila Prabhupada was speaking literally day and night about Krishna. That is overcoming the tendency to speak. Instead of speaking all nonsense, speak that which is beneficial for the world. So they followed the ideal of the six Goswamis. Many Babajis, they were following this Even today you'll find chanting, many rounds, living very simply. Of course, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were very deeply learned in Shastra and writing books also, which Jagannath Das and Gaurakishore, most of the Babaji's didn't do. They were just doing bhajan. No, I'm saying just. Well, it's not just. It's a great spiritual achievement to be absorbed in bhajan like that. So, the Babaji's, they concentrate on the essential activities of Krishna consciousness. That is, Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nam Bhagavat Shravan Mathura Vas Shraddhai Sri Murtir Shevan. So the Babaji, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, Jagannath Das Babaji, and all the Babajis, they concentrate on these essential principles, these five essential principles, with maybe the exception of Murti Seva. Jagannath Das Babaji, he also worshipped deities or the deity of Gauranga for some time while living in Vrindavan. That deity is still there, just opposite the Radharaman temple is the temple of Shona Gauranga, who was worshipped Golden Gauranga. Actually, it's not, the deity's form is not composed of gold, but people thought like that, so he was known as Shona Gauranga. So he was worshipping for some time, but then he turned the worship over to someone else. Otherwise, living in the dham, Mathuravas, associating with devotees, or in the case of Gaurakishore, not associating with non-devotees, which for him meant practically everyone. He didn't like to associate with hardly anyone, because he found, where is the sadhu? So, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj was the ideal of sadhu sangha by not associating with hardly with anyone, hardly at all. And Nam, Krishna Nam, they would go on chanting day and night. Hare Krishna. You're going to have to hold it closer. The Babaji's, they would go on chanting day and night, both japa and kirtan. And as related in Jaiva Dharma of and Prema Pradeep of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they would gather together and discuss shastric topics also. So they were fully dedicated to this. They were fully determined to engage in the activities of Krishna consciousness all the time. They had nothing else to do in their life but to be Krishna conscious. So that is the ideal for everyone. But we can't, in our present situation, we can't do it in the same way that they did it. One reason that most of us have worldly responsibilities, and another is we just don't have the taste to do that, which is why Gaurakishore, even though there are other Babaji's, he didn't like to associate with them because they were trying to be Babaji's, but most of them, they fell down. They couldn't maintain even the detachment from women, which a sadhu is supposed to be detached from everything. And especially sadhus are supposed to be detached from association with women. So the acharya, for this point alone, we can see how important, how this is essential for all devotees, including grihasthas. One should not be. Certainly, grihasthas should perform their family duties, but they shouldn't be entangled in sense gratification. There should not be a sense gratificatory relationship between husband and wife. So Gaur Kishore and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, they were renounced. They left their family duties. We don't know the distant past of Jagannath Das, because sadhu, once you become a sadhu, you don't talk. You're not supposed to talk about what you did in the past. It's gone, finished, dead. But about Gaur Kishore, it's known that he was from a Vaishya family of what was Faridpur district, now it's broken up, in Bangladesh, what's now Bangladesh. He was a grains merchant. Then his wife died when he was young. Then he just left home. So they were renounced, but they were also detached. It's not necessarily true that everyone who has renounced the world is detached from it. Which is why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur set up the Gauriya Math. So that those who are trying to become detached from the world can live in the mat. And those who are living in the world and cultivating Krishna consciousness, they can associate with the devotees who are living in the mat and also become uplifted. But the Babaji's, they show the ideal of what it means to be renounced and fully detached. Which is why we shouldn't become Babaji's, because if we're not fit for that, if we attempt to renounce the world, but we're not sufficiently detached from it, then there'll be fall down. So it's better to be a grihastha and live a dharmic life in Krishna consciousness than to be a false renunciant who is outwardly renounced but actually not. So for those who are aiming at this ideal, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made the Gauriya Math, and following that model, Srila Prabhupada made ISKCON, that those brahmacharis and sannyasis, it's understood that mentally they may not be fully detached from the world, but they can practice it within this format. So they were actually the ideal to follow. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was sometimes criticized for having sannyasis, because the renunciants in the Gauriya Sampradaya prior to that were all these Babaji's, Vairagis. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we have accepted this position to serve this ideal. So the Vairagis, the actual Vairagis, renunciants, Gaur Kishore and Jagannath Das, they are the model of renunciation for the brahmacharis and sannyasis of ISKCON and the Gauriya Math. And before considering yukta vairagya, how to engage everything in the service of Krishna, including money, nice buildings, cars, computers and all these things, first we should consider what is the vairagya of Jagannath Das and Gaur Kishore. And with this, that spirit of vairagya, we can engage everything in Krishna's service. If we don't have the spirit of vairagya and we use all these things, that they will cause our more attachment to this world. So that's a very important teaching that we have to learn. I'm making a proposition here that what we have to learn, we can learn vairagya from these Babaji's, Paramahamsa Babaji's, and on that basis we can see how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Aron, Srila Prabhupada, they gave us the principle of yukta vairagya. But first we should see what is the vairagya of the vairagis, who did not so much attempt yukta vairagya as total vairagya from this world. Not that yukta vairagya is lacking, but the complete vairagya, living extremely simply. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, he sometimes lived under, how to explain that? There's the country boats in Bengal, they have a cover, a wickerwork cover. So on the edge of the Ganga in Navadvip, that would be there. When the boats are not in use, the covers are sometimes removed. He would sit under that. Sometimes. That was his residence. It means no fixed residence. And then sometimes he lived in the latrine because he was fed up of people coming and just bothering him for ashivad, ashivad. He went and lived in the latrine. Then they won't bother me here. So this is vairagya. For preaching we won't do. We make temples and invite people. Please come. People coming means they're going to bother us. But they have to be given some place where they can come to learn about Krishna consciousness. So yeah, to renounce the world is relatively easy. To renounce material desires and actually be detached is much more difficult. So we should follow their right. That doesn't mean that no one should renounce the world. But we have to see if we're actually, if we can at least follow the basic rules and not make a fuss. Yukta Vairagya means there has to be detachment. There's computers, money, disciples, name, fame, glory. But if one is not detached, one will be gobbled up. Just like Jagannath Das Babaji, he said, this 1 rupee is like a snake biting me. So we'll be destroyed by that if we're not actually detached. Yeah, so they were, their lives, the lives of these Paramahamsa Babajis, they were completely fixed on doing whatever is required to be Krishna conscious 24 hours a day without disturbance. If you have a building to live in, then you have to maintain it. That's a headache. And you become attached to it. So don't live in a building. Who is ready for that? Who wants to sit in it? Today there was torrential rain. So who wants to sit in Hare Krishna, go on chanting. Who will agree? But they were prepared to accept all difficulties, physical difficulties, just so that they could practice Krishna consciousness all the time. And they were very strict in their practices. They had how many rounds to chant, they would hardly eat any food, and they were very concerned that they won't take food from anyone or anyone. That's why they would only take from people who are following the Vaishnava principles. So that's why when Jagannath Das took from the sweepers of Vrindavan, people were very concerned. You see, Babaji, you can't just eat here and there. That jibar lalashe je iti uti dhai. What is that? Shishnoda parayan Krishna nahi pai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, those who for the pleasure of the tongue, the greed of the tongue, they run here and there looking where is there some nice food. They become attached to their belly and genitals. And they don't attain Krishna. So they lived, the Babaji's lived very, very strict lives. Chanting, not associating with others, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nativi Kalava Sani Krito. Just like the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, they chanted a fixed number of rounds, they had so many scheduled activity, very strict. Regulated life, routine life. They lived according to the ideal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave some instructions to Raghunath Das Goswami, which are recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and they're also recorded by a direct associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagadananda Pandit. So he's given a few more than are given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vairagi Bhai, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das. Vairagi Bhai Gramya Kata Na Shunibe Kane. Grama Borta Na Kohebe Jobe Milebe Ane. So, the Vairagi, those who are practicing Vairagya, non-attachment to this world, they should not listen to worldly talks. They should not indulge in tongue wagging about worldly matters when they meet others. Shapane o na karo bhai stri shambhashan. Grihe stri chariya bhai ashi acho bon. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that even in a dream, you should not talk with women. You gave up your wife to come to this, to the forest, or to practice spiritual life. Jodi chaho pranoy rakite goranger shone choto haridashe kotha take jainamone. If you want love, association with women means one is looking for love. So you keep your love, you keep that propensity with Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And always remember the incidents of Choto Haridas, who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected from his company for the very seemingly minor offense of speaking with a woman. Now this doesn't apply to householders. Srila Prabhupada pointed this out. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict with Choto Haridas that he rejected him for a minor offense, seemingly minor offense of talking with a woman. That also for the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srila Prabhupada pointed out that when Shivananda Sen came to Puri one time, that Shivananda was a grihastha. So Shivananda gave the news that his wife was pregnant, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, very good, and when he's born you can give him this name. You can call him Puridas. So different rules for different people. Those who are Vairagis, they should be very strict in the matter of associating with women. And those who are grihastas, then that is also required. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is happy that his wife is pregnant, that he's going to have a child, and that child he was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without any sonography, knew that it was a boy, and that he gave him the name Puridas. And that boy was born dumb. And later he recited his first words he spoke. He recited a beautiful Sanskrit shloka, which he had composed himself in praise of Krishna. So later he was known as Kobi Karnapur. Anyway, that's another story. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions for the Vairagis: bhalo na khaibe or bhalo na paribe. Hridayate Radha Krishna Sarvada Shevibe. Don't eat nicely. Don't dress well. And always within your mind serve Radha and Krishna. So these are the rules for Vairagis. And Jagannath Das and Gaur Kishore, they followed this very strictly. Grihasthas, they have a different mode of life, but the point is there that Hridayate Radha Krishna Sarvada Shevibe. One should aspire to always serve Radha and Krishna in the mind. For grihasthas, bhalo na khaibe or bhalo na paribe, don't dress nicely, don't eat nicely, that they may not observe. They have a different mode of life. They should take only Krishna prasadam, and they may dress nicely, there's no objection, especially if there's if you're a grihastha and you're going to a wedding, you don't go in rags. You say, well, I'm a Vaishnava, so I've just got some torn old cloth. And you should honor the occasion by dressing nicely. A different mode of life, but we should remember that we are all meant ultimately to be detached from this material world, because ultimately whatever situation we have to be detached from that. The Vairagi, he's socially dead. He doesn't go to weddings. He wouldn't be popular there anyway, because at a wedding, the whole idea is how the husband and wife are going to live together. And Vairagi, he's just the antithesis of that. So they have their role to play. The grihasthas will come and bow down at the lotus feet of the Babajis, and they should ask for blessings in Krishna consciousness. There was one newly married man came to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji and asked him for instructions how he should live in family life. And Gaur Kishore said, well, your wife is a Vaishnavi, so you should serve her. You cook and offer to Krishna, you serve, when she's finished, you take. Oh, women are going to like this one. But anyway, nowadays neither husband nor wife cook, because they go and eat at the Pizza Hut or they phone up for a pizza because they don't have time to cook, and they don't like to because they're working, both of them. And when they come home, they've got more important things to do than cook. They have to watch the TV. So that's why we're preaching Krishna consciousness, so that people can be saved from this horrible life, which is called advanced modern life. We can follow the idea of these persons who everything they did for the sake of pleasing Krishna, without any material obstruction. We often hear from devotees, well, I have this problem in my life, therefore it's very difficult for me to be Krishna conscious. Well, Jagannath Das Babaji solved that problem by just renouncing the world. Then you don't have all these obstructions. As long as we're active in this world, we have to accept the conditions of this world. But if we renounce the world, then we don't have those conditions. But then you may have to live in the torrential rain without any cover. But we don't do that. We're setting up these Varnashram communities so people can live very simply without all the complications of modern life. Of course, what's most complicated? Is it computers or cell phones or politics? The most complicated thing is everyone's mind. So even though we may live very simply, we bring our complicated mind to the situation where there's nothing. We're supposed to be living very simply and chanting Hare Krishna, but we have all these complicated things in our minds, and even though there's a very peaceful situation, we make it non-peaceful. So we can overcome that. The nonsense of our mind we can overcome by absorption in Krishna consciousness. And the ideal of that, the Babaji's, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jodi ama pratishneha take shabaka tobe krishna beti rikto na gaibaya ki bhojane ki shayane ki ba jagarane ahar nisha chinta krishna balaha badane. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you love me, then don't talk of anything but Krishna. Day and night, in all circumstances, just chant the names of Krishna, talk about Krishna. We're not able to do that. If you go to your office tomorrow and talk about Krishna, then you'll be thrown out from your job. Even in a Vaishnava family, Even at home, you have to make some arrangement for when the direct electric supply stops. You have to have some backup lighting, as we just saw here. There are so many duties you have to perform. Even if one lives in an ashram, the preaching, we have so many interactions with the world. For the sake of preaching, we may also have to be aware of what's going on in the world around us. So that if someone says, well, actually, more important than Krishna consciousness, first of all, we should have Telangana independence. And if you don't know what the whole Telangana issue is and you're living in Telangana, then you won't be able to reply to this. What is the Telangana issue? Well, I must admit, I don't know. What is the issue? It's just something made up. Anyway, that's it. What is the issue? Go ask someone in Osmania University. So, the Paramahamsa Babaji's, they strive to follow the ideal of Trinad, or they are the living embodiment of Trinada Pisuni Chena Tarori Vasahishrana Amanina Amanadena Kirtaniya Sadaharihi. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Chatyanto Dino Chayo, they were extraordinarily, extremely humble in their activity. They didn't promote themselves. Someone might say, you see this, all these ISKCON sannyasis always sit on a big seat and they're always, people are throwing flowers on them and they're always, it's like some big, it's like some film star show. Like when a film star comes, everyone goes running, oh, sign your autograph. So that may be there, utilized for the service of Krishna. But the Babaji's, they show in their life no interest in any of this. Actually, the sannyasis in ISKCON who are taking the name and fame and honor, they also should not be interested in it for their personal sake, but only as a means to help to bring people into Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if one is personally attached to this, then better he goes and be a sweeper in the street than in the name of preaching Krishna consciousness, that one accepts name, fame, and one is actually attached to name, fame, glory, money, and all these things. But the Babaji's, they show the ideal of keeping themselves invisible. They don't want to be seen. They're doing their bhakti, not advertising. Well, actually, I'm chanting 192 rounds every day. So, all right. Just thought I'd let you know. They don't say. Narottam Das Thakur has given the warning. Apana bhajana kata. Nabalibo jata tata. We're not supposed to go around announcing. Well, I'm very renounced and I'm not at all interested in name and fame or anyone praising me. And yes, I gave a great lecture the other day and I have so many disciples and I'm very humble also. And I'm good at telling jokes. So they weren't going out in the public. Maybe lectures to a small circle of chosen people. They avoid the world. Now for preaching we require to go in the world. But they showed the idea of being fully detached in all respects. And again, it's not that Bhaktisthan Saraswati Thakur or Bhaktivinoda Thakur or our own Srila Prabhupada were not fully detached. They were accepting name, fame, glory, money and everything else, interacting with women to some extent. But they were doing so for the sake of preaching. And we may do the same thing. We may be giving lectures, giving initiation, so many things. But we have to see, are we actually on the same level? Are we actually doing it all for Krishna? We should always remember the ideal of the great Paramahamsa Babaji's who we worship. That is the actual manifest standard of renunciation that we should all follow. That is the ideal. Devotees are idealists. We are not interested in this world. We are interested in going to the spiritual world. We want to be pure devotees of Krishna. We don't want to be even mixed devotees of Krishna. We want to be free from all material desires. And we want other people also to come to that level of being free of all material desires. So we have a very high ideal. We're striving for that which seems almost impossible. But we're trying for that. And the Paramahamsa Babaji's, they showed how idealistic one should be. How one should be prepared to sacrifice not only the home, but all comforts and anything and everything that materialistic people consider desirable, they had no contact with whatsoever. Nothing. Either physically, nice comfortable house, nice food, or even mentally or emotionally. They didn't want name and fame. Nothing. They were only Krishna. So that is the ideal that we should follow. We should have principles. Again, we have a different mode of life to them. Especially the grihasthas. Their mode of life is different. But that ideal of how we are to be absorbed in Krishna, that is the same ideal we have to follow. We have to strive for that. Unlike in the modern world where there's no clear sense of what is right and what is wrong. Pravritting cha nivritting cha janana vidura suraha. Those who are demons, they do not know what is right and what is wrong. So there are various philosophies going around that, well, what is right and what is wrong? Well, that's up to you to decide. Everyone has their own morality. You can decide yourself. Or what's wrong? Well, there's nothing really wrong as long as you don't harm anyone. So if you kill animals and eat them, that doesn't matter because anyway, they're just animals. And if you are corrupt, well, if you get away with it, it's okay. If homosex or illicit sex, doesn't matter, no one's harmed, so what's the harm? Abortion, well, it's only some tissue, fetal tissue removal. So in the modern world, in the demoniac modern life, there's no clear understanding of what is right and what is wrong, and even one of the recent presidents of the United States of America was accused by a young lady of he was having sexual activity with her, even though she was unmarried and he was married. And he denied it. Later on it was found that he was lying. Not only was he engaging in extramarital sex, but he lied to the whole nation and the whole world about it. And apart from his political opponents, who wanted to use it to chuck him out of the office, no one really cared. Because if everyone's doing it, then why should you blame him? They think it's all right. It's all right. What's the harm? They don't care. This is the condition of the modern world. But the sadhus, they are supposed to have principles and to know what is right and what is wrong and establish that by their behavior. Those who are preachers, they may have to make some adjustment within this world. Not that they have illicit sex, but they may accept money from people who acquire it by sinful means. It's very difficult to find anyone who's earnings these days are not without some sinful means, because in a society where everyone's sinful, then it's very difficult not to have income which is not tainted by sin. But the Paramahamsa Babajis, they don't do that. They show the highest ideal. We should be idealists, we should be principled. We should know what is right and what is wrong. That's why the Babajis, they live alone. They don't want to associate with anyone, because they'll maybe have a little company of their own group of devotees. Otherwise they're detached from there. They don't interact with other people. So that should be our ideal. We don't interact with others only if we can give Krishna consciousness, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. Living in Calcutta, he said, I don't associate with worldly people because I don't take anything from them. We don't take their ideas. We don't acquiesce with their nonsense philosophies. We only live with them if we can give them Krishna consciousness. Again, for householders, it's going to be very difficult. Which is why we recommend that grihasthas, they can live in the varnashram communities away from all these materialistic people. In this way, we can follow the ideal of the great acharyas. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he took the ideal of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji and made it into a preaching mission. That full, intense focus on being Krishna conscious. And whatever else is in the world doesn't matter. Even the whole world can, anyway, it's going to hell. But we're not concerned, whatever's going on. We're concerned to the extent that we have to live in this world and preach. Otherwise, we don't care. They make Telangana or don't make Telangana. We don't care. If whoever's going to make Telangana will say, we're going to establish Krishna consciousness in the state, then we'd be very interested. Otherwise, we don't care. This politician, that politician, we don't care. Some may be better than others in some ways, but basically, they're all misguided. They should take guidance from the devotees of Krishna. And the devotees of Krishna should take guidance from the acharyas, and not from the materialists. So the Paramahamsa Babajis, like Jagannath Das, they show what it is to be a devotee, completely detached from the world. And we should see that ideal in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, that there's no difference. They have the same ideal of complete detachment from this world and total immersion in serving Krishna. That's why we should be very careful, even though we take up Krishna consciousness, not to think that, well, just because I have tilak on, that I'm now a devotee. We can see how much we are progressed to the standard of Jagannath Das Babaji. Then we may think that we're a devotee. Anyone? Anyone would like to say, I'm advanced in Krishna consciousness like Jagannath Das? I don't think so. We should be realistic. So that may help us also to keep humble and keep straight on the path of Krishna consciousness, and realize that we need to follow the process. They followed it so strictly, even though they're already on the totally perfect platform. So we should also follow strictly. Otherwise, if we don't follow, then fall down is certain. By not following, we ourselves become fallen. Just by not following. So we have to follow very strictly. So many things we have to learn from them. They're not just pictures on the wall. Hare Krishna. I'll finish there. Unless there are any questions about this.
All right then.
So. Hare Krishna. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai. Srila Gaura Kishore Das.